Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Well, welcome home, family. It's your mom and dad.
Well.
What do you know? So what you're telling me is that it's going to be one of those shows. It's going to be one of those shows that we recap and then like an episode comes out.
Everything we agreed on.
Everything changes. And it's like, if I could backtrack, so I'm looking ridiculous. If I could backtrack and go back to the last episode, it's like, well, I change 50% of what I was saying. So you're telling me it's going to be one of those shows where I'm constantly like, why did I say that?
But hey, you know what? Listen. This is also a channel of forgiveness. And so we forgive bad takes when we have them.
we will continue to give
our gut instincts and takes wrong, right. That's what we do, baby.
We're going to stay spoiler free until we've actually watched the episode so that we're giving you our actual transparent takes. And when you don't know, you don't know. Mm-hmm. And I have to tell you, you know what? This is kind of what I was processing about Love Island, is I feel like in general, when you and I start watching a season of something like Love is Blind or The Bachelor or whatever, you and I get an energy right away, as in I'm sure most people who recap, it's like, 100%. Or watch the show. From the very first episode, you get an energy of who you think is going to be who and who you're going to like and who's going to be villainous in the mansion or in the pods or whatever. And I feel like typically you and I feel validated by our original instincts. I'm realizing why with Love Island, why it's so different. And it's going to be episode after episode that I'm like, wait, no, is because with Love is Blind, with The Bachelor, all these shows are filmed 6 months, a year in advance, and then are heavily produced to give you a storyline that the producers want to show you. So they're you know, dropping crumbs, all this to make you feel like, oh, I get this energy that this person's going to be a villain, or I get the energy that this person's going to betray this person or whatever. With Love Island, it's getting filmed 2 days before and they're having to crank out an episode every day. So you're actually really getting what's happening really with these people. And as people are people, we're complicated. We sometimes have days where we have a mask on or show a good side, and then all of a sudden the next day, oops, surprise, surprise, really getting to know somebody in a different way. Like, that is why this show, it's the human experience.
It is the human experience. First of all, loved that passion. Love that. Loved that. That was fantastic. And you know, you also see kind of like how people, you know, this is obviously very common, but like the whole people act a certain way when it's not about them. You know, you have like, we all have all the advice
in the world.
All the like, man, you got to do this, man, you got to do this. And then it's like, once it hits you, it all bets are off.
Sure. And you can be a great advice giver. You know, those who can't do teach. So hey, maybe sometimes you can be the best advice giver in the world. Exactly. And then IRL, it's rough out there.
Exactly. So,
or in your real, in your life,
in your real life,
IYRL instead of IRL.
Yeah, exactly.
Sorry.
And I think that, like, you know, what's interesting is like, there's certain people that are just kind of themselves, kind of loose, kind of open, blah, blah, blah. And then there's certain people who kind of come in with like an image they're trying to protect and a vibe they're trying to protect. And then once egos are kind of cracked, you start to see cracks in the wall. You start to see, oh, maybe they're not the same person we thought they were. You know what I mean? It's really interesting. So I, there's a lot of opinions we got. There's a lot of vibes changed, some reinforced.
Yeah.
Too. There's some that are like, I was having a feeling this was going this way and it got worse.
AKA Jeremiah.
Jeremiah.
Yep.
Nick.
Mm-hmm.
Ace. I mean, a lot of just like new feelings, a lot of like maybe what we thought would happen is happening. So I'm excited to get into this because I don't know. It definitely was like, whoa, a roller coaster.
These two episodes were wild.
Wild.
My jaw was on the floor the entire time.
But I also
with both
think
of these episodes.
I also think it's one of those things where it's like everyone can keep it everything together for like 4 or 5 days.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like a vacation. It's like a vacation length of time. Once you're entering into like week two,
when you go away with your family and you're like, we can keep it civil for a couple of days, and then all of a sudden it's full chaos.
And the dad says something weird about politics and it's off, you know.
It's like
so
over.
I honestly think we're entering into the second week of them, and I think they're starting like the intentions, if you're feeling lonely, if you're feeling drawn, if you're feeling split, like all that stuff starts to heat up. People are getting on your nerves. We're starting now to see the like not everyone's just besties anymore. So
there's a big people getting on each other's nerves energy. Like I'm feeling a tenseness where it almost feels like the villa is about to split. Like that's the energy I'm getting. And I'm feeling like depending on which direction, I think Shelly will be the determining factor in which direction Shelly chooses to go with Ace. I feel like the Ace, Shelly, Amaya, Austin love square is going to potentially split the villa.
Well, the only thing that would save it is two guy bombshells coming in to steal her attention away. Because right now, there really is kind of this feeling of like, does either, you know, is she kind of like, they're different, completely different personalities and different flavors.
Ace and Austin.
Ace and Austin are like different flavors personality wise. But neither of them seem to be like something she is very excited about.
I was
going to
say, I think Shelly knows that Austin's not for her.
Right.
And I think
she's trying to make it work.
Yeah. But I think Shelly knows Austin's not for her. I think she's absolutely has intense chemistry with Ace and is drawn to Ace. But she also knows it's no good.
She's feeling red flags. No, she's feeling like this is not a good idea.
But here you are in this villa. So what am I supposed to do? I am praying. So at the end of episode 8, we find out that there are apparently two new bombshells enter the villa. And by the way, by the time this episode drops, that episode will have come out. So,
got it, yep.
So you all, if you're all caught up, you know who these two bombshells are. And I'm like, they have to be, please send Shelly someone.
Yes.
Or
I think I know where you're going next.
If Shelly and Sierra were to start chatting.
Oh, I didn't know. Never mind. I didn't know that.
Please and thank you. Please and thank you. Because we got a kiss that Sierra said she's been just waiting to get her lips on Shelly during that game. And I was like, wait, what?
Well, and we
and
need
I was
to
like,
say
happy
Sierra.
Pride Month. Yes. Sierra has to get away from Nick.
Which is an inevitable cheat. He will
sucks.
Do something.
Ace sucks. We have two amazing women in Shelly and Sierra. Please.
And low-key Alandria. So maybe we have, you know, maybe Sierra and Shelly get together and then a bombshell steals Alandria. As much as we love, you know, they have chemistry, everything's cool. There is a level of it's like, if it's not going to happen soon, it's not going to happen. And I don't want Alandria waking up one day being alone and then she's cut from the island.
I do. There's so many things about Taylor that I enjoy.
Right.
But Taylor needs to step.
It's either step up or move on.
Taylor needs to step his ass up now because Alandria has done everything and anything she can to communicate with Taylor, where she's at, how she's feeling. Alandria literally deserves the world.
Yeah.
Alandria deserves the world. So please let some bombshells come in that sweep her off her feet too. And maybe Shelly and Sierra. These are my fantasies. These are my fantasies that I'm really hoping happen.
If she could write the Love Island book.
Honestly, we can just get rid of half of these guys at this point.
To be honest.
We can vote off half of these guys and bring in a bunch of new bombshells. Also leaving me very excited for the Casa Amor. Maybe some five new men that come in.
I would love to blow it to shreds. I'd love them to bring in five new men, five new women. Just explode the whole thing.
That's fun too.
You know what I mean?
I'm all about that too.
I need a full explosion.
Full chaos.
Yeah, because it's just like people are holding on. Everyone's holding on.
Yeah, all everybody's right. holding on, holding back.
Yes.
And
Ace is waiting for someone new too with yep. Shelly. We got, you know, Taylor. We got Shelly kind of waiting. Everyone's kind of in a waiting, holding pattern. Jeremiah's just ripe for an explosion. Oh, you know what I mean?
Jeremiah is ready for someone new to walk in. I feel like all of these men are like just on the brink of leaving these yes. women in the dust, and these women deserve some quality mm-hmm. men to come in. So please, please. Okay, I want to dive into
Let's go.
This. These very, very spicy two episodes. Lots of drama. But first, let's take a quick pause. So, family, I'll tell you what. If our whole family would enter the Love Island villa, we'd be wearing Minnow. Mm-hmm. We'd be wearing Minnow. But for real, today is Ember's first official day of summer vacation, which means we'll be heading to the beach as often as possible. And I'm so glad that we recently discovered Minnow. Minnow is a family lifestyle brand that embraces clean lines, simple details, and crisp seaside breezes. And their swimwear is made thoughtfully with suits designed with comfort, performance, and protection in mind. I'm telling you, their pieces are gorgeous. They're like polished with this timeless yet fresh look. Genuinely looking at their website makes me feel this like seaside dreamy serving my books energy. And it's for the whole family. And the quality is phenomenal. Minnow's best-selling products are the Girls Rash Guard One Piece, Boys Boardies, and Unisex Rash Guard Shirts. We just got Ember one of the Rash Guard One Pieces and she loves it. First of all, she thinks it's stunning. But also, she's a big, big beach person. And in the past with other brands, she was really uncomfy in the rash guards, not with Minnow. She's so comfortable. She'll play in the waves all day long with it on. The fabric is buttery soft. The premium fabric keeps sand out of the lining, which is huge. Parents, you know this. The suits are easy to put on and easy to take off with just the right amount of stretch. And for my peace of mind, all suits have UPF 50 plus protection, blocking 98% of UVA and UVB rays. I mean, it truly can't get any better. And again, they are gorgeous pieces on top of it all.
Yeah, I love, love, love Minnow too. I have a few pairs of their boardies. I love the look of them too, the length, but they also are so soft and comfortable. They don't ride up and the fit is so amazing. I'm not dealing with sand when I'm in the waves. Also, I just love all their pieces in general. I recently got their evergreen French Terry polo and it's my favorite shirt. That's no question. I've worn it like 7 days in a row. I swear, it's the best shirt ever. I think I've been wearing it like every single day.
Yeah.
It's just like, I won't take it off. It's amazing. I got to get another one because it's like, I'm going to wear it out. It
looks gorgeous on you.
It does look amazing on you.
I absolutely love it. It's my favorite shirt on you currently. And the boardies also look so, so very good on you. You have to check out their dreamy collection on their website. I mean, Minnow's thoughtful collections allow the whole family to coordinate too. And Minnow has been featured in everything from Vogue to Harper's Bazaar. Timeless, quality, thoughtful pieces. Go to shopminnow.com and enter code MEETMINNOW15 at checkout to receive 15% off your first order. That's shopminnow.com, code MEETMINNOW15 for 15% off. Okay, family, let's get into this. So today we are covering episodes 7 and 8 and I think this time, instead of going fully like chronologically, I think we should go like drama by drama.
Kind of love triangle maybe, by...
Yeah, love triangle, love square by other... Yeah, I think let's do that.
Okay,
let's do that if that works. Are you good, my king? Everybody, Evan has allergies
you guys,
today.
I am rocked. Anytime I travel, I get destroyed. I don't know what's happening. I never had allergies in my life.
Well, we discussed it with the fam when you were in Nashville.
The last couple
and you
years,
were...
it's been like happening, and it's like, I'm dying, you guys.
Your allergies have been dying. So bad.
I literally feel like I have 6 illnesses.
And you know, the cockroach king does not get sick, so this is...
I might try some sort of allergy meds for the first time ever, because this is all new to me, but I'm just, I don't know, just pray, and just really lift me up, because I'm going through a lot. And so most of you have never experienced this allergies before, but I just need your prayers today. So thank you so much.
We're going to be thinking about you, King.
Thank you.
Throughout
this. I want a moment of silence for me. So thank you. Okay. Let's continue on.
All right. Okay. First, we got to talk Ace, Amaya, Shelly and Austin.
Nothing happened here.
It was very casual. Everyone's fine. Getting along really, really well.
Amaya's like very mellow. Ace
is super not toxic.
Yeah, I just don't see any. They seem to communicate very well.
Their communication is top tier. Okay, family. I just want to say this out the gate. Mm-hmm. Last recap we put out, mm-hmm. I was like starting to have some thoughts and questions about Ace.
Yes.
Where I'm like, listen, I respect the game that is Love Island.
Yes.
I think a lot of the audience gets upset at people who are wanting to explore. But I'm like, when we really look at it and think about the fact that it's been a week, or when a lot of these couples are getting together, it's been a day of meeting each other, right? I'm like, everybody, Love Island is about exploration. You can't meet somebody in one day and be like full commitment. I mean, I guess some people can.
Listen, sorry, I cut you off. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, but I feel like the audience gets upset at people who want to explore.
Yes.
I do not feel this way. I'm all about the exploration, truly all about it. So long as we are treating people with kindness, that we are being completely transparent and open in communication, that we're not playing games with people and stringing them along, right? It's the whole situation with Nick. I think Nick was being partially honest, but then he started playing some super sneaky games where he's making out back and forth within 5 minutes of each other and basically making each woman feel like it's for sure them, right? Not okay with that. My thing with Ace has been, I'm like, I'm okay with the fact that he's all about exploring. My problem was, in our last recap, is that he then said to Shelly, prepare yourself, I'm going to pursue you, I'm coming in for pursuit hard with you. And then all of a sudden, meets Amaya, chooses Amaya. I'm like, that's not cool.
Yeah.
Because you didn't communicate with Shelly that you're like, yeah, you know, we're going to be easy breezy. You're like, I'm going to pursue you, and I'll step on anyone's toes.
Yes.
But as of this episode, yeah. These two episodes, I was shook and bewildered at Ace's behavior.
Mm.
Shook and bewildered at the way in which this man treated Amaya.
Yeah, it was interesting. It was like, you know, he just he's an interesting guy because there's a lot of like posturing when it comes to. It's like he's presenting a version of himself.
Yeah.
And it's very, you can't tie me down. You can't claim me. I'm in control.
Mm-hmm.
I like playing games a little bit. I am an elusive, you know what I mean? Energy. And so it's interesting. He's like very not vulnerable.
Mm-mm.
He likes to kind of get in it with everyone and talk about there. And, you know, he even called Taylor out a little bit ago about like, hey, man, look at Alondra. She's making you breakfast. Don't let her go. She's amazing. Yeah. So he's kind of giving advice. He's kind of intimate. He kind of seems to be connecting with everyone.
And we were saying we were enjoying the fact that he's giving Jeremiah and Hoda a bit of a hard time because it's like he can sense some stuff.
So he's like he's an insightful guy. He's a smart guy.
Yeah.
And so you're kind of like, oh, OK, I'm seeing this. But again, it's always not to do with him.
Yeah.
It's always he's very good at and insightful and like sensitive and open when it comes to everyone else's relationship. This is the first time we're now just kind of seeing him being approached and kind of dealt with. So now we're seeing him kind of tested and we're kind of like, here's where I'm a little confused.
Mm-hmm.
He's either waiting for someone totally new and he's just totally waiting for someone new.
Yes.
Or I'm kind of like, why are you here? Because he's like, I don't really want to pursue Shelly. In like a pursue way. I just kind of want to flirt from afar, kind of make her want me a little bit.
Yeah.
But again, very like not intensely, right?
Right.
And then with Amaya, the super weird hands-off thing. So it's kind of like he's just kind of hanging out in the villa, right? Like he's not really like engaging in the process at all.
Well,
so I'm kind
like
of like
Sierra said in the game later, who's here for clout? And she goes, I got to say Ace.
Well, that's what's
and
weird.
And I'm understanding now that perspective where it's like, are you just here to get famous, to get your TikTok blown up more?
That's what it's kind of feeling like now more because it's like, it's a very interesting thing. So like, let's get into this. I mean, the Amaya kind of right away after he chooses them.
Immediately he chooses Amaya. They sit down together And he says, hey,
you're thinking they're going to sit down and be like, so tell me more about yourself.
Yeah. So flirtsy, because let's be real. These two were very, very flirty right before he picked her. There was an energy going on. You and I said, we don't think that Ace.
I thought it was a move for Shelly.
We thought it was a move for Shelly.
To get her jealous.
But they were still like heavily flirting.
Sure.
He picks her. They sit down. She's all happy, excited that he chose her. And he immediately is like, hey, just by the way, I just want to be fully transparent and open with you and just let you know, like, I'm going to be continuing to explore. So I want you to continue to explore. So like, this isn't like a thing, like, you know, I want to get to know you more, but like, we're going to keep exploring each other. And also, just as a side note, I'm not super touchy feely. So like, don't put your hands near me. I will not cuddle you. I will not engage with you. Do not interlock your hands with me. Do not make eye contact with me. Do not be breathing in the same zone as I'm
and
breathing.
Whatever you do not call me babe. Because that apparently
that came later. That came later.
No, but I'm just saying. Apparently, it's like these things are like the biggest deal in the world.
It's like, okay, but the loose that he gave her was literally like, "Do not get within 3 feet with me. Do not look in my direction. Do not pretend like you know who I am. Do not say we are a couple, even though we're coupled up.
It was
do
very,
not tell people that you know me at right. all. And it was like,
never come near me.
Whoa.
It was almost kind of like if you went through an interview, job interview with someone for like two yes. weeks and call, you know, went back and forth and everything's cool. Then they hired you and they just said, and by the way, it's been awesome doing this. Do you know, I hate you. I didn't want to hire you. Only my boss wanted to hire you. Never talk to me. It was like, what?
Yes.
It was just like giving that energy. It was yes. like, and that's when she kind of first was like, hey, you know, you literally, like, we didn't even have a moment together, and you're already just basically saying, stay away from me, we're not together. And that's when she kind of immediately is, like, tweaked, because it's like, hey, I didn't even have a second to kind of go, to kind of soak up the fact that you chose me, soak up the fact that we have a flirty vibe, let's get to know each other. You made it very apparent, I don't like you. Stay away from me. Energy. Yes. And she's just kind of going, that hurt. I mean, that would hurt anybody's feelings.
Of course. And like she said, she's like, I was on cloud nine. I thought our feelings yeah. were mutual. And you just, she's like, this could have waited until tomorrow.
Like
the
give
first
us a vibe.
Thing that you're going to say to me is like, here's the laundry list of things I don't want you to do involving me. And also like, don't get near me.
Which to me absolutely proves it was a Shelly move.
It was,
just
move.
Like, well, if I choose Shelly, it's a little too intense and she's going to be too attached to me energy.
Yes.
But if I choose this new girl who we've just flirted once or twice, yeah. it's a safe move. I could stay around Shelly, might see if there's someone else, but yeah. I don't care about this girl.
No.
Like, that's really what it was.
That's 1,000% what it was. And so then she says, tells him, she's like, it's giving player.
Yeah.
Which correct.
And he did not like
he
that.
He did not like that.
Which was interesting.
Well, because it's like, it's called a mirror, baby.
Yeah, sure.
You're caught.
Yeah.
You've gotten found out, my guy. And bless her, Amaya is so sad.
Yeah.
And I totally get why. Okay. Like this poor woman, it's like, I'm having a moment. Also, this whole experience is overwhelming. So the emotions are heightened, right? So she goes running into the arms of Huda, which I think is so funny.
The safe one. She's not going to, you know, it's like she's the only one who's.
No, but it's like these two were like
yeah.
hating each other 24 hours
oh,
before.
Right.
It's
right,
like
right.
these two. It's like Huda, that was like her arch nemesis. And Amaya interrupts Huda and Jeremiah and is like, I need to talk to you, and comes to Amaya for comfort. I'm telling you, Huda is everyone's safe haven.
It makes sense, right? It's kind of like whenever we have single friends.
Yeah.
Like us being married and us having a kid, and like you're kind of like, oh, I can talk to them. Because so Huda's already just kind of like, well, you're in a relationship.
She's essentially
you're
married.
Basic, yeah. You have a child. You know everything. So let's just sit down and you can give yeah. me wise wisdom from your rock.
But Huda is very like, you know, she's
yeah. Mama Bear.
She's Mama Bear. And she also, she said to him, she's like, hey, or she said to Amaya, she's like, hey, listen, you let that man earn you. Do not show him how upset you yeah. are. Do not show him how upset you are. At this time, Ace, by the way, is telling the men that he's not touchy-feely. And so he told her that he's not going to be cuddling someone until he's sure. And okay, here's my thing. From a, you know, aerial perspective.
Sure.
As
non-biased as
you
can
non-biased,
be.
As non-biased, I completely understand someone being like, I'm not touchy-feely. I don't really like being touched. I don't really like PDA. And I'm not like a person, I'm a slow burn. I'm not a person who loves getting called like nicknames right
sure,
away.
Sure.
I think it's totally fair and valid to be like, these are my boundaries and I'm not super comfortable with like touchy-feelingness. Okay. There is a difference in which the way that he communicated to her, you can communicate these things in a very loving, gentle way. You can communicate it by being like, I think you're amazing and I really want to keep getting to know you. I just want to say, please don't take offense if I'm not super touchy, because I don't know, I'm a little funny with that. And so it takes me a while to warm up. So if you're okay, like, I'm not super touchy feely, right? Or telling her this before he chooses her, when they're all flirty, flirty, cutie, cutie, being like, hey, just FYI, like, are you a big physical touch person? Because I'm noticing you're touching a lot of people. Just so you know, I'm vibing with you, but I'm not super touchy-feely. So is that something that would be a deal breaker for you? Right. It's going to take me a while to get there.
Right.
But him then coming out and doing it the way he did it with Amaya is so not okay. And then as he's telling the men this, that he's like, I won't cuddle her. Jeremiah's like, you for real? Even if she asks you, you're going to say no? And he goes, yep. Jeremiah's like, oh, damn. And then Ace, under this man's breath, he's like, anyway, when you tell a woman no, she'll want it more anyway.
Right.
And I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
I've got a big problem now. I got a big problem with
this. Well, I mean, here's the thing. I don't believe him.
I had a problem anyway.
I don't believe him. I think it's a move. I think the whole I'm not touchy-feely thing is what he tells women that like him that he doesn't like. You know what I mean? It's like a line.
Or what he tells women because he doesn't want other women to think that he's taken by said woman.
Yes, totally. So like, don't hold my hand in public kind of thing.
And to be way more exploratory and like single. It's like, don't make me look like I'm wifed up.
Well, it's just what happened at the end when it was like he gave Shelly a big hug goodnight and then didn't give Amaya one.
Yes.
So it's like, oh, wait, you are touchy-feely. It's just not when, oh, you know what I mean? It's because I don't want everyone thinking that like me and Amaya have a thing. So I don't believe him for a second.
Well, the next day, then when... Ace and Amaya end up sitting down. So Amaya was super emotional after that conversation with Ace the night before. The next day, Ace and Amaya sits down and she's like, hey, I'm so sorry for the fact that I was being super over emotional. I know you were being honest. I'm sorry. And he is family. This man is ice cold.
Well, now he's in the power position.
He's ice cold. He's in the power position. And he's like, so what do you call your partner in a relationship?
Yeah. He's like, by the way, thanks for saying, like, thanks, no thanks for saying, for apologizing.
Yeah.
Good. You needed to.
Good.
But actually, there's more.
Question. What do you call your partner in a relationship? Family, this was the most test question I've ever seen.
Oh, yeah.
Because moments before, she had called him babe. She goes, hey, babe, what's going on? And then as they sit down, he goes, so what do you call your partner in a relationship? Because he's trying to dissect.
Yeah. Is this
when
just...
you called me babe a second ago, is that because you think we're together?
Right.
And then she's like, well, typically give like cute nicknames and I guess babe. And this man is like, babe's a lot for me. And I noticed that you say that a lot. And my stomach, by the way, my throat was in my stomach for this woman.
Yeah.
Because Amaya is the queen of babe.
Well, Amaya is just, she is overfloweth.
Amaya overfloweth in every way.
Every aspect. She is on 47 out of 10 at all aspects.
Amaya is the most electric, most unhinged, mm-hmm. most happy, most angry, most
never
most
lets anyone else speak, most just going 1,000.
And I have thoughts about that, which I will discuss, especially when she has her conversation with Shelly.
She's just a lot.
It's a lot. It's a lot.
In some good ways, in some
exhausting
ways. You know what I mean? But just a lot. So it's like, you just got to know, like, that's the vibe.
But my heart hurt for her because this wasn't even a situation where it was like, what he was basically saying to her is, who you are bothers me. Because it wasn't like, this is a person who never says babe.
Yeah.
This woman goes to the coffee bean and says to the barista, hey, babe.
Yeah.
This woman calls inanimate objects babe. Do you know what I'm saying? Yeah, 100%. Like, she has nicknames and cutesy nicknames for like every person that she's ever met. I bet she'd meet me and I right away get a nickname. I have a two-second conversation with her. 100%. We see her later be like, Tay-Tay.
Yeah.
She doesn't know Taylor. She's calling him Tay-Tay. That's just who she is. She's big. She's bubbly. She's, you know, that's just her. So the fact that he literally was like, yeah, babe's enough. Babe's too much. Don't call me babe.
Yeah.
it was like, oh, you're literally looking at me and saying like, don't be you because you bothers me inherently.
Well, yeah. And she's turned sour in his mind. You know what I mean? You know when someone like, something's turned sour.
He's so icked out.
He's like, I'm trying to get you away from me as much as humanly possible without me in front of everyone being like a dick and being like, get away from me day one.
The ick is as intense as it can possibly be. And I almost like fell over laughing when she was like, hold up. She's like, well, wait a second, babe. Oh,
sorry, and she's like, Mr.
No, she
Mr.
goes, sir.
Yeah, right. And he didn't think that was funny at all.
Well, he's like, you're being like super passive aggressive. Yeah.
Then he starts
and it's like, what do you think? How do you think she's going to feel? But I have more to say about this specific conversation, but we have to take another quick pause first. Family, are you watching 6 episodes of Love Island a week and feeling overwhelmed and stressed out by the amount of reality TV consumption and drama? May I suggest trying Viya? If you haven't tried Viya yet, you're seriously missing out. Whether you need to unwind, refocus, or just pretend you have your life together, hi, that's me, Viya is here to enhance your everyday and, let's be honest, probably your night too. We love Viya so much. We have been enjoying it for about 2 years now, and they really do have such a great variety of products, something for everyone. Personally, their Flow State gummy has been a game changer for me. It helps me like simultaneously take a deep breath, but also focus and like get in this creative zone, the wheels turning when I'm diving into work. Evan and I love their Dreams gummy before bed, blissful sleep, okay? And we also enjoy their High Love Libido gummies for fun times before bed. So if you're 21 plus, treat yourself to 15% off and get a free gift with your first order using our exclusive code MOMDAD at viahemp.com.
500,000 happy customers can't be wrong, and we are two of those very happy customers. Viya is changing the game in natural wellness, combining high quality hemp derived ingredients with powerful cannabinoids to create real effect driven results, not just fancy packaging and empty promises. Like Jess said, whatever you need, Viya has a solution for you. And here's the best part. Viya lets you customize your experience, whether you're looking for daily wellness, laser focus, or deep relaxation, Viya has it. They have products that range from zero to high cannabinoid levels, so they've got options for everyone.
Yeah, I love that about them. It's such a variety. And we're talking award-winning effect-forward gummies to calming drops, all made with organic lab-tested hemp from trusted independent American farms. None of that mystery gas station nonsense, all right? And Viya legally ships nationwide, discreetly, no medical card required, no sketchy parking lot meetups, just straight to your door with a worry-free guarantee. And if you're like me and not sure where to start, well, Viya has a product finder quiz that will hook you up with the perfect match in less than 60 seconds. It's pretty amazing. So again, if you're 21 plus, check out the link to Viya in our description and use the code MOMDAD to receive 15% off, free shipping on orders over $100, and if you're new to Viya, get a free gift of your choice. After you purchase, they ask where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them that we sent you. Enhance your everyday with Viya. Okay, so back to Ace and Amaya. Just one more thing. With that specific conversation that we were just talking about, there was one moment where Ace is like, you know, she's like, I'm about to walk away right now because you're pissing me off. Yeah. You're trying to make it seem like I'm selfish right now. She's getting hot. He's smirking. And he's like, you know, I want us to be able to communicate, but you're so reactive. You're quick to respond. Okay, here's the thing with Amaya. I totally understand being hot. Hot on the handle for sure. But that was during some of these conversations, because Ace stayed so calm, I was just like, I just wish I could have walked into that villa and been like, am I okay? Let's just like take a deep breath together. Because if we're able to like try to stay a little more calm and communicate in a little bit of a more calm way, perhaps then you won't have the rest of the villa being like, you know, how the guys are like, Amaya, stay away. She scares me. And the thing is with Amaya, there is that part where at one point she was sitting, and I think it's important to remember, at one point she was sitting with Hannah getting ready. Yeah. And she goes, I'll just tell you what, I just get bored if my man and I aren't fighting. Like, yeah. I want that toxic love. Yeah. So there's a part that we need to remember. That's is that, like, with Amaya's reactionary personality, it's like she likes, she wants a relationship. Clearly,
she goes there, she goes from 0 to 100 like immediately.
Yes. You know, and it's like, mean? She wants this relationship where it's like, I'm bored if my man and I aren't fighting. So something to remember. Okay.
She's fiery for sure.
Yes. But also, like she said, she literally wants that, like, toxic love. So the way in which I believe personally, you can come for me if you want, but I believe the way in which, as much as Ace is being an absolute tool, and I totally get why Amaya is so upset, she has every right to be, I think the way in which a lot of these conversations were handled wasn't great on her end either.
Yeah, 100%. But it is weird. I will say, I feel like she has a really bad, like, okay, here's what it is. I think she's so used to and likes the kind of toxic fighting relationship that she thinks of it as normal.
Yes.
Where clearly Ace doesn't.
Yes.
So, like, it was funny, not funny, but it was just interesting to watch her have these fights.
Yes.
And think it's kind of just like them growing together, where Ace is like, get away from me.
Right.
Because, like, she would literally have this conversation and then walk away and be like, we had our first little thing, but I still like him so much. He's still my number one. And I'm thinking, if that happened to me, I'd be done. Because, well, I'd be like, clearly you don't like me. Clearly you're pushing me away. You're saying, by the way, don't touch me. Don't call me babe. Don't get near me. Don't cuddle me. I'm like, okay, cool. We're done. And she just looks at it as like growing pains. And it's like, oh my God, like, you could not be on more different pages.
No, 1,000%, because they end up having a conversation later that day. And he was like, hey, you weren't understanding where I'm coming from with my boundaries.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting here.
Because you called me babe. Again or
and
whatever.
I'll go, listen, Ace, it's like, that was a test. And you know what you did to her was a test, and you know it was a test. She calls him babe again by accident.
Yeah.
And then she's talking
about not calling him babe.
He basically says, hey, this relationship, like, this is friends. Now, this is what's upsetting and confusing, is he tells her, I'm not a cuddly guy. I came here to meet a friend and for that friendship to grow into a relationship. So I'm starting out with someone as friends and it will grow. But then in that conversation, from his perspective, he later tells one of the guys, he goes, I was too scared to tell her it's over. So I just said, hey, we're friends.
Right.
But what she's hearing
is like, handshake, we're good now.
No, what she's hearing is Ace says that he wants to come in here and have a friendship turn into a relationship.
Right. No, but that's what I'm saying. He was like friends, right? Like almost like we made peace, we're truce. Like, the drama's over, right? Not that we're broken up.
Exactly. It's like, hey, we're good because you and I are friends and I want a friendship. That's where I want a relationship to start. Yes. So from Amaya's perspective, that it's like, well, he's not done with this relationship.
He just wants to start his friends.
Because he wants to start his friends and he wants that in general.
Yes, yes.
So that's confusing for her, which is not what he wants, because he walked away from that conversation thinking we're done and she knows we're done and we're just friends. She, like you said, then goes to Hannah and was like, it started off a little rocky. Mm-hmm. And I was like, that's a little rocky.
Yeah. And then Ace is going back to the...
You guys have known each other for 12 hours and this is where you're at already.
And Ace is going back to the boys being like, yeah, we broke it off, it's good. And she's like, it's good because we're friends now and we're going to grow into him.
Obviously, and she tells Hannah, he's my number one. Right. And Hannah's like, okay. And she's like, I just want you to remember how this is starting.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
Remember, like, he kind of did this.
Maybe
yeah.
think about that. So that
Amaya is not a very maybe perceptive person. She seems to just kind of bulldoze and then like doesn't really pick up on what you said. That's my criticism about her, is that it's kind of like she just comes in hot, asks a question, answers her own question.
Yes.
And then is just kind of bulldozing, walks away, kind of making her own conclusions, never really kind of going, what did the other person say?
So then you
just draw your own conclusions and then you walk away and then you're like shocked when. So there is a little bit of like, if you would have been a little bit more perceptive, maybe ask a couple more extra questions early on, you probably would have come to this conclusion earlier and not had the blowout you guys had at the end.
She doesn't leave space for someone to speak.
It is a one. What she needs to.
It's a one woman show.
She needs to be with a super quiet,
sweet
guy that just goes, you're amazing.
Yeah.
So that she can just run the whole show.
Who's
because there is not enough space for someone to be like, actually.
I'll tell you what I kept thinking about. Side note, one thing I kept thinking about the entire episode was the rasp in her voice is so sexy. I could listen to Amaya speak all day. That rasp, I'm like, oh girl. Anyway, totally different side note. That was tickling me.
Tickle.
You know, I'm a big auditory person and I love that. So this leads us during this time.
Yeah.
Nick has encouraged Ace to go talk to Shelly.
Right.
So he's pulled Shelly at this point. He pulls Shelly and he's like, so how did you feel about when I chose Amaya? And by the way, that's like the second time he's done that.
Yeah. It's like a total, like, when I kissed that girl, did it make you feel nervous?
Yes.
You know, kind of energy. It's like a, obviously I'm playing at you. How's this working?
He wants her to react. And Shelly.
It's the wrong person.
Shelly doesn't. Shelly stays like, she's chilling and she's like, you know what? I get that you're exploring. I totally get it. I wasn't surprised. Yeah, I did have a little bit of feelings about it, but like, you know, it is what it is. And he's like, you're just out here trying to get like the checklist for to find out what Ace wants. And she's like, no, no. Shelly is just going to be Shelly. Okay. He's trying to secure Shelly, I think.
For me, what it is,
yeah,
is that he is used to playing games to get girls to go crazy for him. That's what he likes. Yep. He likes ghosting them. I'm making a lot of assumptions here. But what I think is his thing, because I've had friends like this too, is like his whole thing is about getting the girl to be obsessed with him. Mm-hmm. And so until that moment, that's the game. That's the chase. That's why Amaya, he's icked out of control, because it took no game. And she's immediately obsessed with him. And he's just like, get away from me. I don't even actually like you. Shelly is the opposite. Mm-hmm. Shelly has no interest in like pursuing him, in like following him around. So they're both stalemated.
Yeah.
And so he's kind of reaching out going like, it's almost like if you kiss someone, you're like, do you like that? Because if they gave you no indication whether they liked it or not. So he's doing all these games. They're not working on Shelly. So he's almost having to kind of go like, did it make you feel weird when I chose Amaya? Did it make you feel weird when I kissed that thing? Did it make you feel weird? Like, he's almost going to be like,
totally.
Do you like me or no?
Totally.
So he's kind of, he's cracking. He's not really able to use the game, and then it's not working on her. She's not even remotely. No. She just thinks he's hot. They have a vibe, but it's like all the games aren't working.
No. And this is now simultaneously happening as Austin has continued to pursue Shelly.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that in a second. But after that happens, it's evening. Everyone's going to bed.
Yeah.
Ace goes over to Shelly in front of everyone and just gets a hug from Shelly.
Yes.
Gets in bed. Amaya is then like, can I have a hug? And he says, no.
Respectfully, no.
I'm not going to lie to you. I'd get up and I'd go sleep on the couch. Like, I'm out.
It was a little interesting. I even felt just like, Ace, just give her a hug. Like, she's not, just give her a hug. Call it. It's like, you kind of make peace.
Yeah.
But he's such a.
Even though it made me giggle because he's asked for no physical touch and then she's just like not getting it. And she goes, can I have a hug?
Well, and it's also funny to like hug someone else in front of your person you're coupled up with.
Yeah.
And then not give the coupled up person
it's
a hug.
Wild. That's what I'm saying. I'd get up out of that bed and I'd sleep my ass on the couch.
Yeah. It's almost like he's kind of seeing how much she'll take.
He's seeing how far he can push.
Like,
her.
He's just kind of like, can I just do absolutely whatever I want? He's like, maybe.
He's just being mean.
Yeah.
At this that's point, mean. That's he's mean. Just being mean to her. And so then he asks the guys, Nick, he's like, hey, tomorrow I want to plan a date.
So now he's setting up dates of his coupled up girl.
Yes. And he's like, hey, I want to do a date in the morning. We'll do a yoga date. So the next morning, Shelly's actually going to make pancakes for Austin because she's decided that she kind of wants to see if she can kind of make it work.
And this whole time, Austin keeps kind of checking in on Shelly. He's kind of like, hey, so
are we still platonic?
Yeah, he keeps trying every episode.
She's making pancakes. Ace comes out and is like, hey, stop making those pancakes. We're going to have a yoga date right now. Yeah. It's all set up on the lawn. She goes back up to the women. And this is where, to be honest with you, this is where
he's like, this is about as much effort as I've ever given a woman, by the way. Put two yoga mats out on a thing. So I'm maxing out here. So you better be like super into me after this.
This is where I got frustrated with Amaya. This is where I had an issue with Amaya.
Okay.
Is the way in which she approached Shelly.
Yeah.
So she immediately says to Shelly, we got to talk and I'm okay doing it in front of all the women.
Right.
Number one, don't love that. I'm like, hey, this is going to be a personal conversation.
Yeah.
Make it a personal conversation. You know that you're about to like come for her. do it privately.
Exactly.
Right? And she basically says, what's going on with you and Ace? Because yesterday you were one of the girls I cried to and vented to, and you had plenty of time to say you were exploring with him. So I'm thinking, like, are you taking this info and are you internalizing it? So essentially kind of what Amaya was accusing Shelly of is like, you're going to act like my girl and comfort me, but then you're secretly going to be taking my sorrow and my struggles and using it against me to be with Ace.
Which is a valid concern.
It's a valid concern.
I'm not saying it's right or wrong. I'm just saying it's a valid concern if you're someone in this position.
It's a valid concern. And but these are where my problems lie. OK, a few things. Number one, there was one moment where Amaya says to Shelly, you know, and I thought you too, like we even had a friendship outside of this. Mm. And I go, huh? Like,
Did I hear that wrong?
And I went back and I go, what? So, of course. Uh-huh. Google, like, do these two know each other? Apparently, Amaya and Shelly have known each other previously and follow each other on social media.
Yeah.
So I don't know in what context they know each other, how close of friends they are, but they do know each other. So initially,
Shelly knows everybody.
And I know. Initially, when I heard that, I go, ooh, that makes me then get what Amaya's saying more, because she's like, Shelly, I thought you were my girl, and now you're comforting me, and then you're going and flirting with Ace when he's not treating me well. But then I thought about this family, and this is where my big problem lies. If Shelly and Amaya knew each other, then that first day when Amaya walked in, Shelly, all the girls told the new bombshells, Amaya and Hannah, who they were pursuing. And Shelly told Amaya that she is with Austin and interested, but also exploring things with Ace. And then Amaya, what does Amaya do? The two men that she pursues are Ace and Austin.
Yeah.
So I feel like when I was like online for a second, it looked like the audience is really tweaked at Shelly right now.
Okay.
And I'm like, I don't understand. I get that you're tweaked with the fact that Shelly is flirty with Ace because we say no to Ace. But I'm like, let's look at who the villain in this situation is, everybody. It's Ace. There's no need to like come hard for Amaya, and there's certainly no need to come hard for Shelly, because Shelly's kind of on the outskirts still. She's been exploring this whole time. She's been completely honest this entire time. She's been honest with Austin, even though I do find that to be weird because I don't think she really likes him, but I think she's trying. I think that's the most you can say about Shelly, is that the Austin thing's a little weird and she's maybe interested in a guy, Ace, who's like no good, right? But right. Other than that, she's been honest. She's been kind through this whole thing. Shelly's gotten screwed over numerous times. You know, Ace didn't choose her. He chose Amaya. Did she give Amaya a hard time? No. Mm. And so if Amaya and Shelly know each other, then I get why Amaya's having a feeling. But also, Amaya, you went in and you took both of Shelly's guys that she was interested in, tried to get to know them. She was there and had known them first. And you made out with Austin,
yeah,
who she's with, and you haven't told her yet. How fucking enraged would Amaya be if Shelly secretly pulled Ace aside and made out with him?
Right.
So that's where she lost me. Because I'm just like, I totally get the valid concern of, and the question of, hey, were you just trying to comfort me? And now you're like sneaking in back with Ace. But Shelly stands by the fact that she's like, Amaya, I told you that I was interested in Ace at the very beginning. And she's like, well, you didn't make it clear enough. Amaya's not letting her speak. And we end up then seeing later with Amaya and Ace that Ace is like, I told you I was interested in Shelly. And she's like, no. So I find it interesting that both Ace and Shelly are telling Amaya that they said that. And I'm pretty sure everyone in the villa knows that the two of them are interested in each other. So I do think that there's a level of like, Amaya chose to not hear that clearly and is saying like, no, no, no. She has every right to be upset about all sorts of things. But I feel like her coming for Shelly is like, girl, you're projecting your frustration on the person who does not deserve
for sure.
it.
For sure.
Is it, do we all go, oh, no, Shelly, for her still being interested in Ace? Yeah. Yeah. But is she doing something terrible that deserves you like snapping at her?
Mm.
No.
Definitely not anything terrible.
That's my very luxury opinion. I felt very passionate about it because I saw, like I said, I saw a lot of people who, like, when I quick went online, people had turned against Shelly. And I was like, I don't understand why we're not having a little bit of empathy here for Shelly. She handled the confrontation with Amaya so well. She's been forthcoming with everyone in the villa. She's dealt with, you know, her man getting snagged the first day, people making out with the guy she's interested in. She's all like, it's all good.
Yeah, I think people are kind of blaming Shelly for Amaya not getting an opportunity with Ace. But
it's like, if you look at it, if you're really looking at it,
what
it's
I'm
like,
saying is I think that's not the reason, everybody, that Ace isn't. It's not like Ace would be into Amaya if it wasn't for Shelly. It's like he used Amaya.
Yes. Be mad at Ace.
He used Amaya to kind of keep the vibes open and available so that he doesn't have to choose Shelly to overplay his hand and make it look like he's desperate, blah, 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 blah. So Amaya is just basically a victim in this love triangle.
Yes.
He has no interest in her, never did have interest in her. It was just an availability to be used. So, you know what I mean? It's not, so whatever. Yeah.
Be mad at Ace. That's my issue. Don't be mad at Amaya. Do I think there are, like I said, there are some issues in some of the ways that maybe she's handling some of these confrontations? Yes. I think she's going a little scorched earth. Uh-huh. But like she says, can a girl crash out every once in a while?
But and she's I say, thinking absolutely. It's because like, of the Shelly dynamic that she can't lock in with Ace. And it's like, that's
like,
not
don't
the
make
case.
It about Shelly. And like, as the audience, it's like, you don't have to be mad at Amaya. And you don't have to be mad at Amaya, obviously. And you don't have to be mad at Shelly. Okay. Right. We hope and pray that our queen, Shelly, like dials in and does not get wooed into the trap that is Ace.
Yeah.
But like, to be upset at her and making her the issue instead of Ace, be mad at Ace. Ace deserves that.
Also, there's no other options. I mean, what do you want? You know what I mean? It's like she's torn between two options that aren't her favorite. So she's kind of holding water. Unless she's kind of waiting, like, you know.
Hopefully it's anyway. Sierra, yeah. Or one of the new bombshells. Yeah. Okay. I still have more to say. I'm crashing out over here. But we got to take another quick pause, family. So I've got a text and it's from my husband asking me what all these different charges are on the card. Yay. For monthly subscriptions that I don't use anymore. Well, at least that used to be the case before Rocket Money. Before Rocket Money, I would often find myself in situations where I would download, let's say, 12 fun personality quiz apps on my phone. And then after taking said quiz, I would forget that that app exists and forget that I'm actually paying for it monthly and not using it at all. And then at the end of the month, I'd be like, where is the money going? But then Rocket Money came along and saved me. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that helps find and cancel your unwanted and forgotten about subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so you can grow your savings. If you don't use Rocket Money, I don't know why. Okay, I was singing Rocket Money's praises to a group of parents at pickup the other day. The amount of times Rocket Money has let me know about an unwanted subscription, canceling said subscription, letting me know when there's a curious big charge, showing me my spending patterns, saving me money. Why wouldn't you use Rocket Money?
Yeah, I don't know what our family would do without Rocket Money at this point. They make it so easy by letting you see all your subscriptions in one place and know exactly where your money is going, which is huge. And for ones you don't want anymore, Rocket Money can help you cancel them. Also, Rocket Money's dashboard gives you a clear view of your expenses across all your accounts. And through it, you can easily create a personalized budget with custom categories to help keep your spending on track and see your monthly spending trends in each category to know exactly where your money is going. This has been a massive game changer for us finance-wise, really getting a clear view of how you're spending.
Yeah, and with Rocket Money, you also get alerts if bills increase in price, there's unusual spending activity, like I mentioned before, or if you're close to going over budget, which has been very helpful for me. And they do so much more. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when they use all of the app's premium features. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions and reach your financial goals faster with Rocket Money. Download the Rocket Money app and enter our show name, your mom and dad, in the survey so they know we sent you. Don't wait. Download the Rocket Money app today and tell them you heard about them from our show. Okay, so back to the drama. Basically, you know, Shelly and Amaya Shelley saying, like, I don't know what this has to do with me. Like, you guys have been had a thing for 12 hours. Like, I don't know why I'm getting put in the middle of this. I haven't done anything. I think people are frustrated with her that she, after this moment, and Amaya being hurt, continues to engage with Ace. Again, I understand being frustrated at, like, damn, I wish Shelly, no, Shelly, just ditch Ace, right? But, like, the turning on Shelly, well, I don't understand.
What's the engagement?
Yeah, it's not like she's...
Ace pulls her.
Yeah.
Right? So, mm-hmm. I don't think I've ever seen a time Shelly pull Ace.
No.
So, it's kind of like, engage in what way? It's like, she's just reacting to him pursuing... People are mad.
They want
Ace
Shelly...
Ace is a dick to Amaya. Amaya was definitely the victim in this whole thing in regards to, like, she got played by Ace to get to Shelly, you know, and Shelly, I guess the criticism that everyone's probably feeling is, like, Shelly didn't go, Ace, you suck for doing that. We're done.
Yeah, people wanted Shelly to, like, shut down. She'd be like, Ace, the way that you treated Amaya, like, we're...
But also, you got to remember, Shelly's not seeing their conversations. Shelly's not sitting there watching every instance, every... See, we're seeing Ace talk to Nick in a shitty way and talk about Amaya and talk about all these people. We're seeing the intimate details between Amaya and Ace and how he's kind of being shady in those conversations. Shelly's seeing none of this.
No.
All Shelly is seeing is Amaya wish Ace liked her more and going, okay, like, doesn't, that's just not my problem.
Shelly's seeing Amaya go off on her.
Exactly. So she's kind of going, like, maybe there is something crazy, you know? So the thing is you got to remember, we're seeing everything.
Yeah.
She's seeing none of it. All she is seeing is that Ace still likes her. It's like,
exactly. All right. Well, Ace and Amaya have, like,
also with Love Island, that's the whole point of the show, is to keep talking to people.
Ace and Amaya end up having their final conversation, which I could not believe. Ace pulls Amaya and he goes, this is how this conversation's going to go.
Yeah. He's,
and I was like, oh man,
got it. So real flexible. Man. Got it. Okay,
like,
cool.
that was so brutal. And you know what? In that moment, I felt like Amaya handled herself really, really well. She, like, just she. Well, she
kind
started.
Of.
No,
I mean,
she started cutting him off again.
No,
that's
time,
true. That's
yeah.
true. That's true. But at first, she explained it was just like, hey, like, what hurt to me is the fact that, like, you told me that you have physical boundaries, and then I watched you hug Shelly, and then you wouldn't touch me, and this is da-da-da-da-da. And then she started getting a little hot with him. But you know what? Let her go off.
But it was good. You know? It was good as it got to the point, got bad enough to where they had to just break it off, and at least it was clean.
Yes, and Ace was like, we're done. So following this, then, we had a couple things. One is, again, the continued pursuit from Austin of Shelly. I want to say this about Austin.
Listen, he's
okay?
pushing a boulder up a hill, and he will not let it go down.
He will not. He's doing the meditations with her. He's like, this is for my psychedelic experience. My shaman taught me this.
He's doing, like, sword moves, which is hilarious. When I was not expecting this. I was expecting kind of like namaste energy.
Yeah.
He's like, no, the first one's the bow. The first one's the samurai sword.
And then he, you know, he's telling Shelly, like, did you like my speech? Like, all the guys said that I had the best speech. Like,
yeah. He's kind of like a 12-year-old boy that you, like, know on your block. He's just like, got a sword out front. He's just like, oh yeah. And you're like, what's that? And he's like, new meditation I figured out. Anyway, I'll be back. And he goes, oh. Like, he does, you know what I mean? Like, everything he does is very 12-year-old boy that you know on your street.
When Ace's energy, or when Ace's yoga date didn't work out, and Austin was like, yes.
Yeah, he goes,
he literally goes, and Ace's energy, or and Ace's yoga date didn't work out. Yes. He just, like, the quiet, like, yes.
Yeah,
himself.
That is literally that kid you know on the street. Yeah.
And I, after these two episodes, I understood the Love Islanders perspective being like, he's just our little baby. He was like head in labs.
Yeah.
He was like, tell me what you do, everybody. Da, 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 da.
Yeah.
I get where they're saying, like, he's the goofy little sweet one. And I'm sure the audience is feeling from Austin, like, oh my gosh, like, poor Austin. Austin's trying so hard with Shelly and he's being such a sweetheart to her. And here's the thing, family, okay? I'm not saying that that's not happening. I'm not saying that Austin isn't being a sweetie pie with Shelly right now and isn't showing her, like, all this love and adoration and being patient with her and all those things. I totally feel that. But I, and this is probably going to be an unpopular opinion, but I will not relent on the fact that I think that Austin, because of initially right when he entered the villa, the way that he ass grabs without consent constantly when there's a kiss, the way that when he brings up conversation immediately goes to a place that, like, him and the woman weren't going there and it becomes, like, highly sexual. And all the cheating, we're all treating Austin like a baby. Austin's not a baby. Austin's out there cheating, sending thousands of nudes. Like, he is not a baby. And I get that he's got this like goofy energy, but I will not be fooled by this man, because right. I think he, look, you saw how quickly he pursued Amaya. And the only reason
being
that
like
he's
25
not,
and cheating six times is crazy. That's what I'm saying. Like cheating once a year for your adult life.
So for me, like, he, let's not forget, he quickly pursued Amaya and he wanted to be with Amaya. But then, because he thought Ace was going to choose Shelly, and you could tell he was really feeling Amaya, the only reason he stopped pursuing Amaya is because he says that she scares him now.
Right.
So now that's the only reason. So I think that he wants to stay in this villa. I think he does really like Shelly, but I will not get it twisted and think that this man is like head over heels in love with her and is going to be like this faithful, loving puppy dog. Even though he presents that way, I won't be fooled. I just wanted to say that.
The
I
numbers
will not be
don't
fooled.
Line up with the no. personality we're
no.
seeing.
The numbers do not line up. And I will not forget that six times cheating at like the age of 24, 25 numbers.
That's
I will
crazy.
Not forget. I will not forget. Okay. I don't buy it. I don't buy the act. Yeah. Even though I don't think it's an act. I think he is like puppy dog energy, but he also sure. is a total fuck boy and does whatever he wants.
Yeah. Like some people are more like Ace that are like smooth and yeah. cool and like more manipulative. And then some people are just like, who me? Yeah. The who me guys I always talk about.
The
you
who
know?
Me guys. Well, the final moments that we had were during the pucker or pie
yeah.
game, Amaya, or excuse me, Ace and Shelly ended up sharing quite a wild kiss. He acted like he was going to pie her. He licked the whipped cream and then went in for the mouth,
but,
which was
but you
gotta
remember,
move.
He's not a very touchy person.
No, but he's not a touchy
You know what
person.
I mean? So he's only down with getting a mouthful of pie, shoving it down your throat with his tongue.
Yeah.
That hugging, though?
Yeah.
He's not cool with.
I mean, he's okay if Shelly mounts him and he's holding
it's
her
okay.
as she's clenching onto him and holding him tightly. He's that's all that. He's okay with that.
But if you call
not,
him babe once, he'll lose it.
Yeah,
so
yeah
just,
absolutely
his
not.
His boundaries are a little confusing. They are a little... They're just unique. And so just remember that, ladies.
Yeah, it's just something to remember. But these two and Shelly was flustered by the kiss. And we get a preview into the next episode where he's like licking the cream off of her chest yeah. and she's flustered. And so I worry for Shelly. I'm like, Shelly, do not. Please get
Clearly
away from
Clearly, there's just
this
a really
man.
Strong sexual chemistry between
well,
the two of them.
And
Who
talked-
knows if there's actual like, you know, chemistry when it comes to like lifestyle. But like. But like sexual chemistry is palpable. It's
well,
very intense.
Well, we talked
intense.
About it last episode. I think just their chemistry in general is
yeah,
really
they got
intense.
Crazy chemistry.
It really is. But I'm like, Shelly,
so I think Shelly's just trying to decipher
Shelly,
whether he's a good enough guy.
Trust your gut. You know. Shelly yeah. knows. She knows. She feels it. That's why she's been so hesitant. That's why from day one with him, she goes, I'm watching right. him. I'm
I
watching
think,
him.
I think she knows, player vibes. I think she knows red flag energy. But she's also like, man, we got undeniable chemistry. So that's tough. And I sympathize with that big time.
100%.
Like, that'd be really hard if you like met someone that you're like, we have crazy yes. chemistry, but I don't really know if I trust them. That's a really tough place to be. 100%. So you do kind of just wait until to see who if they expose yeah. themselves.
The only other Amaya moment that we got is that during the pucker pie game, Taylor made a comment and said that she's the she's who's trying too
yeah,
hard.
Yeah, Taylor said that.
And
yeah.
and he said that Amaya's trying too hard, and Amaya did not take that very well. And this was again, this was an example to me of like, again, her conversation with Hannah, where she's like, I get bored if my man and I aren't fighting. Yeah. So it's like, I completely validate all of Amaya's heartbreak and hurt and emotions throughout this episode because of the way that Ace was treating her. But family, I do think that that's just like how Amaya is in general. Yeah. It's not just the Ace situation. I think if she remains in the villa, I mean, so this was a game, and one person saying you're trying too hard to get that big of a like, well, fuck him. And it's like, okay, well, okay. It's like, this yeah. is a lot.
A lot of other people would just put him in like, oh, okay. You know,
that
but
hurt.
Like,
yeah.
Or yeah, or whatever. But it was, you know, it was
she made
just,
that comment. She's like, can a girl not crash out every day? And I'm like, shout out, a girl can. But I get the vibe that maybe we're crashing out every day.
Taylor didn't help either when he explained it to her. He didn't say like, well, you know, it's just a game, we're having fun. I thought it was kind of fun how you like Ace. He's like, well, you know, you've been trying for Ace a lot. He doesn't like you, but you know, you keep begging to be with him. So yeah. he didn't help with that. But
well, and I did the other thing that I noted, and maybe I just misunderstood, but I did find it interesting is in the conversation. I'm just banking little yeah. things in my head, you know, for the future episodes now, because again, I'm having my feelings change every episode. Yeah. So now I'm trying to bank little moments. Is that when Amaya was talking with Taylor, she told Taylor about why she was so upset. And she said, well, Ace went and hugged Shelly in front of me. And then he came and he sat in the bed with me. And I said, are you going to say goodnight to me? And he said, respectfully, no. And I'm like, that's, you asked him for a hug. And Amaya told Taylor that that Ace said he wouldn't say goodnight to her.
That felt like a mistake to me.
Felt like a mistake,
you know what I mean?
Right?
It felt like it didn't feel like he literally said, I won't say the words to you. And I felt like she was insinuating, say goodnight to me with a hug kind of thing.
Sure, but yeah. I'm just saying, I was just, because I was like, it is a different energy for someone to look at you and be like, respectfully, no, I won't say goodnight to you versus like a hug.
No,
I don't know. I was just, I'm just
to wrap this whole thing, I will say my only criticism about Shelley, if I'm just being 100% honest, is I think she just needs to break it off with Austin.
Yes,
I think
100%.
You can leave Ace open as an option. You got, maybe there's something there. Maybe you're waiting for him, you know, to expose himself or to expose that he's a good guy, whatever.
Yeah.
But I think the main thing is, it's like, you clearly don't like Austin. Austin's, begging for you. He might lose out on opportunities of meeting other people because he's so obsessed with you. You need to just cut him loose.
You need to cut him loose.
You don't like him that much. You like the attention. It feels good to be pursued. I get it. You have every right to keep Austin on the hook.
Mm-hmm.
But I think for his sake, you got to let the poor guy go. Because he's tortured right now. He's dying.
Yeah.
He sees you walk by and he's just like, oh, there she is. Yeah. Look at me. So just cut him loose. Let him go.
Yeah.
You know. But listen, you can do whatever the hell you want. It's your show.
But no, I completely agree. That's the thing that I'm like, okay.
That's my only criticism.
Your engagement with Austin is strange to me. And it feels like
it's providing ego boost to you
But I think that more than anything, I don't think it's an ego boost. I think he's providing a space for her to stay in the villa, which I get. You don't want to leave.
It feels good.
And if you're not in a couple, you get kicked out.
It feels good to have someone like attractive like you.
But I'm saying, she's even said it. I'm saying, if you don't have someone with you, you get kicked out.
Exactly. Exactly. So keep that friendship going.
You got to keep it going.
All right. Never mind. Keep him around. All right. Let's move on.
Okay. Let's move on to the next big arc, which is Jeremiah and Hoda.
Yeah.
Okay. This storyline provided exactly what we were all, when I say waiting for, I mean like we knew it was coming.
Yeah.
And that was love bombing.
Yeah.
Because in my humble opinion, the way that Jeremiah acted in these two episodes was textbook love bombing, aka showering her with his love and obsession. At one point, he was literally holding her, and I heard him say in her ear, my entire world. Like, he's calling her my entire world.
In 7 days.
Just pouring it into her, and then out of nowhere, pulling out the rug from underneath her and playing wild, massive mind games. Pulling out the rug and then all of a sudden looking at her and being like, what? Nothing's going on.
Yeah.
That is, I believe, personally, the textbook definition of love bombing. So I'm pretty sure a lot of the viewers were correct. We felt correct in this, validated. And a lot of the women, you know, even we saw that conversation at one point with Shelley and Sierra and Olandria. And Olandria said, Shelley and Sierra were like, oh, I think they actually are the real deal. Like, they're really vibing with each other. And Olandria's like, I don't know, guys. I want...
Olandria from day one.
Olandria from day one has been like,
she even said
Jeremiah.
During this episode, like, I support my girl, but I don't support them.
I love what
Olandria
said.
Basically saying, like, there's something up here.
Yeah.
But I support her. So if this is what she wants to do, I'm just going to support
her.
She's
like, I'm going to be there for her, but I can be there for her without agreeing with her decision, but I'm going to continue to be there for her.
Yeah, because she's basically saying, unless this is a once in a lifetime love, all signs point to this is a problem.
Mm-hmm. And what Olandria then said to Shelley and Sierra is, she's like, I don't know, this entire time I've just been feeling red flags. It felt to me like, look at Hoda. She's gorgeous. She's stunning. She's fun. It felt like Jeremiah was basically just trying to make her not an option for anybody right out the gate and claiming her. And he's made that so. It just feels like a huge red flag to me. And so then Shelley and Sierra were all like, okay, we're going to keep our eyes on him.
Mm-hmm.
So their eyes are on him for sure.
I have some thoughts.
Okay. I want to hear these thoughts.
Yes.
And I have a lot. We got to go through this arc, but we got to take one more quick pause, family. Oh, Ace, you had me grinding my teeth more than I even normally do. Yes, you all know I have a teeth grinder and clencher in general. And over the years, it's caused tooth issues for me, which is not fun. But fun story, a while back, I had a dentist tell me that I needed to get a night guard because of the grinding. And I was like, great, how much? And when he quoted me the price, I started grinding my teeth more because it was a fortune. Okay, so at the time, I did not get a night guard, but I needed one. Well, 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 well. Then came along Remy. If you are part of the 30% of Americans who grind their teeth, then your smile needs protection, and there's no better solution than Remy's Custom Fit Night Guard. Both dentists and teeth grinders recommend Remy because a custom fit night guard is the best way to protect your teeth. And are you ready for this? Remy is 80% less than the dentist and way easier. Yes. 80% less. I was shook, and obviously I immediately purchased one.
Yeah, I got one too. Yes. And the process is so simple and streamlined. Once you order, you receive your impression kit straight to your door, and this kit is thorough. Remy gives you step-by-step instructions to get your perfect impression, so it's a breeze. They also provide two sets of everything in your kit in case you need to try again, which is so thoughtful. I tend to, you know, kind of jump into things and mess up, so I really appreciate that. You take your impression, you send it back to them, and Remy ships your custom fit night guard made in the US in Las Vegas. And by the way, Remy is so confident you'll get the perfect fit that they offer a 45 night perfect fit guarantee or your money back.
Yes. And let me tell you, now that I have my Remy night guard and I have been wearing it for a few months, I love it. I can feel the difference. I can feel the relief, blessings on blessings. And I also thought wearing a night guard would bug me. Well, Remy's night guards are thin and lightweight. I genuinely don't even notice that I have it in. I just love it. And again, 80% less than the dentist. So if I lose it or I want to refresh because it's in my mouth every night, it's totally doable. No waiting rooms, no overpriced bills, just a better way to protect your teeth while you sleep. Try Remy risk-free at shopremy.com/momdad and use code MOMDAD to get up to 50% off your night guard at checkout. That's 50% off at shopremy.com/momdad with code MOMDAD. That's shopremy.com/momdad with code MOMDAD. Thank you, Remy, for sponsoring this episode. Okay, so back to Jeremiah and Huda. So something that I did notice immediately in episode 7 was as soon as Bella left and Huda was crying and feeling emotional, she goes, "It's so scary that that's how men are." And Jeremiah, he looked at her and he goes, "Excuse me?
By the way, on the board of men, on the board of directors is men. I think you've spoken out of turn here. We don't, there are some bad eggs, but don't speak on men.
Don't speak on men. Like he goes, girls do that too. What do you mean how men are?
That felt very young.
That
felt very young. That felt like I was having a conversation when I was like 19. Yes. Being like, what are you talking about? Girls do that too. You know what I mean? Yes. Like, just like, you're not reading through the lines here.
It was like, okay, sure, Jeremiah. Sure. There are some women that do that, but let's be real here. If you take an average... Yeah. You think it's going to be a little more on the men's scale, on the men's side, percentage wise? If you do Nick's percentages, okay, I think the men are going to rank higher.
But also just not kind of hearing what she's saying. It's it factual. Like, well, actually, there are women. 13.9% of it's like, yeah, no, and she's just like, saying no, guys suck sometimes.
Well, she was also saying, she's like, no, what I was saying is it's like, I know he was like being honest, but at the same time, like I was blindsided because I couldn't tell where his head was at. So that was shocking. And the look that Jeremiah gives her is a nervous look. And how I took that, this is just me personally, is I feel like in that moment, the reason he was so like, shocked with her reaction is because it scared him thinking that she may react that way
100%.
One day when he does it. So I think what he's thinking is, oh, she's sad and hot and frustrated about the whole Bella situation and it's not even her. What if I do this to her?
I'm feeling the pull.
How is she going to make me look to the audience? Because he cares a lot about how he looks on camera.
I think
he cares a lot. And I think that's why that conversation like tweaked him.
Yeah.
More so than like protecting his friend. Right. I think it was like a, oh shit. So you're going to react.
Yes.
If I end up ditching you at some point.
Oh, yeah. He's feeling the like... Oh, she's like, no, not you, everyone else. And it's like, I'm in the castle walls. And if I'm going to try to get out, I might get shot at with the arrows. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
So he's feeling the pressure of like, the walls are closing in on me.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got in too deep.
Yeah. And then in that same conversation, he's like, I just feel like I'm the luckiest guy on the planet. He's like, I was going to like cry during my speech. Uh-huh. And I'm like, oh, please, here we go.
Here we go.
But these two end up getting a date. Yeah. They get the first official date. So they're on this at this water park on their date. Yeah. They're talking about, you know, their future together. Right. She's like, I think we could move in together. And he's like,
it's cool.
He's like, you know, I think we start off like long distance. Like, and then eventually, he's like, eventually moves in. move into the same city. Yeah. And then we'll see.
Maybe the same country. Yeah, like, yeah. We'll be the same state.
We'll make our way. But then it's just like all these declarations of love. During this date, everything's all going hunky-dory, but I did note, again, at one point, she made a comment about, like, her child, and then he asked one question, which was, you know, when does she know how to swim or something like that. One question. As far as Huda's child goes, I know that I'm skipping ahead, but during Jeremiah's conversations later on in these two episodes, when he's talking to Olandra, when he's talking to Nick, what I noted that, for at least for me personally, is bugging me is that when he refers to Huda's daughter, he keeps saying the kid.
Yeah, that was
weird.
He
says the kid. I understand maybe Huda is not saying her name, so he's not using a name, and maybe he would if he... But instead of saying Huda's child, Huda's daughter, her little one, whatever, the kid, it just feels like to him it's something in the way. It's not something that he's trying to actually really process. And even when he talked to Olandria, he's like, yeah, you know, well, my thought is if we get all the way through to the end of this, we'll deal with the kid when we get there. And I'm like, you mean when you're insanely in love by the end of six weeks, then you'll start to think about Huda's daughter? Like, this is...
Remember, even before this episode, he said something to her like, you know, if we win this thing. Mm-hmm. And she's like, win this thing. Mm-hmm. And he's like, no, I mean, like, you're together. I mean, like, we, you know, we're together. Mm-hmm. It's like little cracks in there. Listen, and here's the thing. And I think, you know, it's like every right to be super concerned.
Of course.
Super nervous.
Like we said last episode.
Have that be a total deal breaker. Of course. Be like, you know what? You're amazing. No way in hell I can do this.
Yeah.
Every vow of a lily.
Sure.
But it's bizarre because you can see that happening with him. You can see him being like, no way. But you can see him, there's also this like, well, we're in too deep, and we're like, we're pretty deep in, and you know, everyone kind of expects us to be together, and also I want to win this thing, and I don't want to be a dick on TV. You can see his brain going,
well, and to that I say, when he's going, oh no, I don't think I want to be with someone who has a child, but if I say it at this point on TV, will I look bad? Is there a way that I can try to make her look bad, so that when I pull away, I seem justified. I seem justified by the audience. That's what I think is starting to go on.
Yes.
So when Jeremiah and Huda come back from their date, they're separately telling them, you know, Jeremiah's like, you know, it's crazy because, you know, and here we're so mad for each other, but we didn't know what it would be like in the real world. So this water park date
water
was
park's a real
really
world scenario.
It's like, okay.
But it's also, he's doing a lot of this. You know, I mean, like there's no one who's like tempting right now. And there's like very little chance that someone will. And she's like, what? And he's like, yeah. Like there's like a 95% chance that no one will come in and mess me. But like, if it does, we will cross that bridge when we get to it. I'm not saying there will be a bridge.
No. There will never be a bridge.
So what he's doing is he's slowly planting little seeds of, I told you. So that when the one girl comes in and he eventually leaves her, when that happens, he'll say, I remember I told you that like we weren't 100% and like there was always a chance and like this is the way the game works. I didn't say that you're, you know, we're in love. I didn't say any of that. So I told you from day one. And it's so funny because Huda reminds me of you in this way. She, and I think it's a mixture too of like being smart, being aware, but also the mom brain too of like picking up on everything. Because it's like she just immediately starts knowing what's going on. And you can see because she starts asking weird questions like, are you okay? It's like, he's just sitting there. Like, what do you mean? Do you need to be alone? What are you talking about?
Because we sense it.
You sense it. It's like, wait, are we good? I'm like, what are you talking about? I'm just sitting here eating. It's like, because you know your chemistry is saying there's been a malfunction. Yeah. I can't quite pick on what it is, but it's a slight, and guys, you know, can be really bad at like hiding, you know, like, it's like, and he's very, he's so bad at like high. Like, he's not Ace. Ace is good at, you know, Ace is good at kind of, no, Nick and Ace are a lot better at like kind of man, you know, manufacturing emotion and making it work. Jeremiah immediately starts to show little cracks in the armor there. And she immediately is just kind of going like, something's up with you.
I feel very connected.
And it's interesting because the more that she feels it, she's kind of getting a little, she's holding him tighter, which is then making him feel more claustrophobic. And it's starting to crack. You can just see that it's like all this thing needs is a little light.
Yeah. And you know what? It's so wild, though, because watching her, and we'll talk about it, but like the way then that he was reacting to her in certain ways, she stayed so calm and loving with him. Like, you can just see what an amazing parent she is, honestly, by the way that she was handling some of his outbursts. You're like, oh, wow, I bet you're an amazing mom, because she like stayed. So basically, after this amazing, amazing date,
right,
they're having a side conversation where all of a sudden she looks at him and she's like, so are you like closed off?
Right.
Is it done? Are you closed off?
Right.
And he goes, I mean, this is so soon. That would be crazy. And you're like, Jeremiah, you're the one who was holding her hours ago saying, you're my entire world, my whole world. And now you have the audacity, when the woman says, are you closed off? He goes, well, it's a little too soon. It's like, I thought I was your whole world
five hours ago.
I'm pretty sure when you tell someone that you're their whole world, we're closed off.
Yeah. So he's giving her like a massive false sense of security.
A massive false sense.
And he's just doing this thing though where like he'll love bomb her, he'll tell her she's the warbit, and just like 10 minutes later, he'll just kind of be like, what? And she'll be like, what? Are you having
he's
an
like
issue?
Pouting.
And then the end.
Well, but before that, when they were cozied up on the on like the little veranda area.
Yeah.
And it was after he had said that he was closed off, or that he wasn't closed off.
Right.
And she was like, yeah, I guess I'm feeling a little like, I don't understand. And then he was like, well, I felt like I've done a really good job of shutting people down. And she goes, yeah, you did. You did a good job. Or she said something like that. And he's like, don't talk to me like I'm your kid.
Which
don't
is be- a classic sign of when someone does something you find cute and they could do the same thing and you find it annoying because of how you're feeling about them.
Exactly. And he's like, don't be patronizing. And then she's like, oh, okay. And he stands up. He goes, anyway, I know I can't talk to you right now. You're tired. And when you're tired, you just gaslight me.
Right.
And he got up and stomped off.
Yes.
Honestly, like a child.
But she said something and she's like, well, then you should claim me. Basically being
it's like, okay.
So it's interesting. Yeah. She's sensing the tides are turning. So she's getting a little more desperate, a little more clingy, right?
I'm not
saying in a crazy way. I'm just saying in a slight way. The constant kind of like, do you even love me anymore kind of energy? But that's always a reaction.
That's because he's literally looking at her just like this, be like, there's nothing
wrong.
No, but
what I'm saying is it's not, she's not doing anything wrong. You always feel that way when you feel like someone's not being honest about how they feel about you. You always kind of go, wait, what's going on?
Yeah.
Do you love me? You know, so it's interesting to see him though. Like, it's almost like he woke up to to the situation he's built. And it's immediately like, because he's seeing all his friends have fun. He's seeing the Knicks, you know, loosely dating. He's seeing Ace being able to play the field. He's seeing this energy happen. And he's going, I don't know, I got to get out of here. Mm-hmm. And, you know, she's a kid. Like, so he love bombed. He creates the castle. He builds the walls. Mm-hmm. And then he's in there and he goes, I got to get out of here. Mm-hmm. And it's like, and then you've did it to the most susceptible person. Because you're talking to a mother who's looking for a very serious connection, doesn't want to play games, doesn't want to go through all the BS, wants to find the right person and call it a day. So you picked the person who was the most susceptible to the love bombing, probably. Mm-hmm. You did it to them, and now you're feeling the panic. And it's like, brother, there is no world that you get out of this thing without exploding the whole thing. It's too late for that.
You're going to devastate Huda, and the audience will despise you.
Oh, yeah.
Just trust and believe. There's no way. You will decimate that poor woman's heart, and the audience will despise him. Like it just is what it is. It's like, you at this point, and the way in which then he's handling it, too, he's handling it terribly. Like, it's not even like he's all of a sudden having a vulnerable conversation where he's like, I need to apologize to you. I'm super into you, but I'm kind of panicking right now because I feel like I told you all these things that were really intense, and I am super, super into you, but I feel like I need to kind of slow down because you do have a child and I am trying to process that, and I want to still be with you, but I feel like I need to pump the brakes a little bit and have an open and honest conversation with her about that, even though that would be extremely painful. He is now acting.
He's trying to take the easy way out.
Ignoring her. He's throwing little tantrums. He's talking about her now negatively to his friend. So he starts having conversations with Nick, and he's like, yeah, when I brought her eggs this morning, and she told me that I did a good job, but then asked me to get her water. And it was like, okay. So she giggly, in a giggly way, said, nice work, babe. Do you mind getting me some water? And it was like, can you believe?
Yeah.
And then Nick's going, yeah, she seems really dominant, dude. Mm-hmm. Nick's a fucking.
Nick is who you gotta be really afraid of if he's friends with your boyfriend.
He will
infest. And that's what we saw at the very end. Yep. Nick was incredible. Because Ace this whole time has been kind of saying shady stuff about Hoda a little bit to get in Jeremiah's head because he doesn't fuck with their vibe. But never really was able to penetrate. Nick, within two words, had Jeremiah rattled by going, you know, I don't know if he's like, she's really kind of being honest about all this. I feel like she's just kind of intense. I feel like she's just holding on for safety. I feel like, just to be honest with you, I feel like a lot of stuff she says isn't really genuine. That's all it took for Jeremiah to literally go stone cold, have a mental meltdown, act like nothing's wrong, completely be shitty to Hoda. Hoda obviously senses it and is now panicking. So it's like, we're seeing, if it takes that little to crack, to make you, to send you off, you know what I mean? Not only is Nick good at it, but obviously Jeremiah is like, won't express his emotion. He won't do the courageous thing by being open and honest and tell Hoda where he's at, where he's struggling. He's doing this thing where he's appease, and hopefully Hoda will just like freak out and break it off.
I think he's also secretly stoked that Nick, I think that's why he so easily believes it, is because he wants a way out.
Yes.
So when Nick, all of a sudden after the pucker pie date, and Hoda apparently was being super playful with all her answers, and then the question came to Hoda, which was, the question was who is most likely to be waiting for the next best thing? Waiting for the next bombshell to come in, and she said Ace, which by the way, again, there were shady questions in this, but of course it's going to be fucking Ace. Like, course she said that.
He's literally doing that.
Ace got all hurt about that. He's like, well, she was given nice answers about everything, and then she said that, and da-da-da-da-da. And then Nick is like, yeah, I don't know, man. There's just something about Hoda that, like, I feel like she presents this certain way, and I know you are really into her, but I don't think that she's being really authentic.
Yeah, it's like, they don't what? Like.
And it's just like, it's also like, where are you getting that from? Where are you getting
that
from?
I'll tell you what it is. I'll tell you exactly what it is. It's, you have a friend in Jeremiah.
Mm-hmm.
Your friend is always hanging out with her, gets stolen away. You stole our friend. You ruined his vibe. We can't hang out fun together.
Nick wants to party with Jeremiah.
Nick and Ace want to have a boys hang, and Hoda gets in the way of it.
Yep.
So they're kind of causing her to feel like
we don't like Hoda. We actually think that she's like a bad vibe because like she's pulling
you
away from us.
That's all it is. She ruins the boys vibe because he can't be honest about it.
Who's more transparent than Hoda? Hoda is out here being so wearing her heart on her sleeve. She's the one who's gotten into it with some people. She's the one who's like, I'm going to stand here so he can see me because I'm jealous.
She's crazy possessive, doesn't let her boy live, isn't chill, isn't cool, is like glaring at him if he does anything wrong.
Yep.
That's what's going on. It's very young 20s college vibes where it's like, we're going to go hang out. Oh, dude, I can't. My girlfriend won't let me. Energy. Oh, we hate her now. That's kind of what's going on, I think.
Yep. And so then when he's all being weird and won't even look at her,
right.
She's like, come and talk to me. Come and talk to me. And then she pulls him away and he's like, no, I won't say anything.
Right.
I won't.
He gives her thumbs up.
Yeah, because no. And he's like, what's the problem? I'm fine. And it's like, dude, shut up.
Grow up, bro.
I mean, talk about fucking gaslighting.
Just literally won't look her in the eyes and go, I'm fine. Nothing's wrong.
Nothing's wrong. And then he's like, why are you acting like something's wrong? And it's like, because
you're acting like something's wrong.
What are you talking about? Literally, what are you talking about? And then he tells her, And he's like, well, the guys think that. And she's like, you're going to listen to your guys? Like, do you not feel any sort of like connection to what you and I have been going through? And then he's like, whoa, you got to chill out.
Right. It's like, ooh, oh boy. And nothing makes you go more nuts than when you're feeling panicky, then someone goes, chill out.
Well, it's so disrespectful. It's
so disrespectful. It makes it, the person's making you feel like it's your fault when it's really theirs. Yeah, it's
so disrespectful.
So, I mean, listen, it's a powder keg. The next two apps are going to be insane with them.
I think I still think they're going to get back together. I mean, they're not apart.
Like they're just going to stay in this
kind of
thing.
I think they're going to apologize to each other because he's going to figure out that there's not a current easy way out for him. And there's also there. I think the new that's what I'm saying. I think the new bombshells are going to be men.
Yes.
And so I think then he'll end up staying with Hoda. And I predict that Casa Amor will be where
some shit like that
where
will blow
he,
it
he will shreds. Make a fatal flaw.
He will come back in as they all do. They wait and he's going to have
and he's
going to
walk
with
in with someone new. And by the way, he's going to tell that girl like, I've never felt anything like this. I've never
there's
felt
this girl,
a draw.
She's great, but she's, you know, she's obsessed with me and she won't let me go. And it's a whole thing and she won't be open up at this process. He'll create a whole painting.
No. And then he will talk about this Casa Amor girl like he's never had a connection like this ever in 100%. His life. So there's that. A few other just loose ends to tie up. We had Sierra and Nick. So at the end of the last episode that we watched, episode six, Sierra didn't know that Nick had kissed.
Yes.
Bella right before he kissed her within like a 5-minute period, and Olandria accidentally spills that without knowing that Sierra's in their room when she goes, oh yeah, his mouth was all over her 5 minutes before, and then she turns and sees Sierra and she goes,
she didn't even know she was there.
And Sierra's like, wait, what? Hold on. So Sierra is tweaked.
She's like, I kissed him 5 minutes later.
And she's tweaked because also too, Sierra was so understanding with Nick and was like, I get that he was exploring, but I then asked him an hour or two ago, did you do anything to make Bella feel like you were going to choose her, why she would feel so blindsided? And Nick's like, no.
Right.
And you're like, you mean when you were making out with her like that, you know? And so that was what her big issue was, is she's like, are you being dishonest with me already, and are we going to start this relationship off on a dishonest foot? She kind of stays away from him. She's not vibing with him. And then she finally sits down with him, confronts him. Nick is a master. He is a master.
He's incredible.
At deceit. He is like this.
He's just
man,
amazing at kind of like making you feel like maybe you're off on this. That's
man,
what he's really good at.
This man is able to get whatever
he, never reacts
he
big.
Wants. No, he doesn't get angry. He's always like, I totally understand.
Yeah, he makes you feel heard.
Yep.
Scary. And then he kind of walks away. And then she even said, like, I had a hard time even being mad at his sweet blue eyes.
And she fully
and
forgave
his
him.
Hair and his, and it was just immediate
fully
forgiveness. Those guys.
Scary.
Well, it's just, you know, they're used to knowing how to deal with people. Yeah. You know what I mean? They're used to be like, how to manipulate. And it's like, it's wild to see how just quickly he's gotten out of any issue, even with Bella when he was up there back and the forth and she's crying. It's like now all of a sudden she's obsessed with him. Like
the more
he was bad, the more they got obsessed with
him.
By
the way, think about this. Bella was super, super close to a lot of those women in that house, in that villa. And he suffered no consequences.
For sending her home.
Uh-huh. Nobody gave him shit. Everybody was just like, oh, sweet old Nick. Nick's doing his thing. Uh-huh. He's destroying relationships, other people's relationships. He's causing issues. And in his own, Sierra was like backing away and he got her locked back in again. I will say I noticed that they weren't spending any time together.
Yeah, there was really nothing of them these two episodes.
So I'm hoping that she is like, as much as he wooed her back with his like, you know, his eyes and his smile, that she's pulling away. Yeah. I'm really hoping. Yeah.
I just hope the new bombshells really rattle the guys.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
I pray that the hottest, most gorgeous men of all time who are charming and funny and sophisticated come in and just sweep these women off their feet.
Like,
and the guys are just shook to
Olandria,
the core.
I want Shelly. And I want Sierra to be like really into these guys.
Yes. And I want
them
to
kind
of
fuck up the vibes. Yes.
I want the men to worship them.
Although sometimes that can create a problem because the guys will then work really hard to win them over again. Like the guys they're with.
I know.
And then it kind of locks them down even more. So then when like Casa Amor happens, the guys, you know what I mean? It's almost, a lot of these guys are very reactive to like, am I going to lose them? Then I'll try hard.
Yeah,
you know?
Of course.
Versus like actually caring the whole time.
Yeah.
So sometimes when they bring in a new guy, it can really make the old guys try really hard.
And they can connect them in the deep.
But the guys aren't closer to the women. They just didn't want to lose them.
Yeah, it's true. Well, another couple is Taylor and Alandria. Yeah,
and it's just a physical piece for them. I feel like Taylor needs to let her go. Because I think Alandria is very open to the physical. Now, I don't think she has an immediate, like, super hardcore attraction to him sexually. But I think she's also someone that can.
Yeah.
Depending on the personality. Mm-hmm. I think if he took the reins, little cowboy pun there. I think if he took the reins, if he dove in hard, yeah. I think it could happen. But he's been telling the boys, there's no physical vibe there. So he needs, and he's holding on to her, obviously, for a safe space in the villa. He likes the boys. He likes her a lot. They're besties. But there's just no sexual romantic chemistry there. He really needs to kind of just be honest with her at one point and just be like, to be honest with you, like, I was hoping the romance would come,
yeah,
but it doesn't seem to be coming.
Yeah.
I think that would be the most respectful, sweet thing he could do.
I think, yeah, I was pretty blown away by some of his conversations with the men about the physicality, because I'm just like, Alandria is like one of the most beautiful women I've ever seen in my entire life. And so I was like, Taylor, what's the ish? I suppose maybe if you don't have...
It's just a chemistry thing.
I
like crazy friend chemistry, but just not sexual.
I also didn't love how much he was talking about it with the men.
It's one thing to like one-on-one kind of mention it to one of your friends and be like, I'm kind of struggling with it. It's another to like announce it multiple times to the group.
It just feels without talking like to Alandria that should about it. Be something that's like way more like private.
It's pretty intimate.
Where it's like, you can say to the guys, like, there's just maybe something missing that like isn't getting us farther along.
Agreed.
But to continually like openly talk about how like it's a physical thing for you bothered me.
I agree. I completely agree.
I feel like that is taking like a safe space away from
Alandria.
But it's
interesting because... Now, I hate to be, you know, not a Taylor hater, but like a Taylor concerned is we got to go back to when he was originally talking to everyone in meeting. He only ever talked about physicality. I know. He only was ever like, I like her butt. I like her toes. I liked her for this. I like her that. But he never, it was always that. Oh, she's my type. She's got these physical attributes.
Yeah.
He never was saying she's my type. She's fiery. She's my type. She's chill. She's my type. It was always physical. So that's kind of where he's coming back, where it's like, so maybe he doesn't have as much physical attraction to her for some reason. But it's like, yeah, so him saying that is very like frat bro in the way that like she's not hot enough for me or something. So it's a little weird,
I'm just
feeling
like devoed because like, you know, literally I went on like a 5-minute rant last episode because I'm obsessed with the two of them.
And these
episodes really bum me out
because I felt
like they've lost a little bit of like, it seems like there's like a sadness there now.
Well, I think
like
both of it's coming to the peak.
But he's pulled away so much and she is doing she is being incredible. She's doing everything she can. She's making him breakfast. She's communicating with him like, hey, this is how I feel.
Yeah,
I just want you to know that like, I'm giving you permission, like a hand on the leg. I'm open to it. And she made it like literally.
That's what did it though. Cause now he feels pressure to kind of be into her in a way.
But it's just like, what an incredibly mature, amazing way to communicate. Instead of being like, I would literally just be like, I'd just be telling my girlfriends, I'd be like, I don't know what his problem is. Like he's not. And then I'd vibe the guy and then it would
end. It'd be over.
But like to look at somebody and be like, to be so vulnerable with something like physicality too. Right. And look like, hey, I just want to let you know, I know we haven't gone there yet, but I'm interested. And I just want to let you know that I'm giving you consent and I'm open to you like giving little touches to me and like pursuing that. I was like, damn, that is so impressive. And then, you know, at one point she sits him down again and he's like, you know, she's like, I feel like I'm getting taken for granted essentially. And he's like, you know what? I'm sorry. I thought he was going to break up with her then. And he's like, you know what? I'm going to show you. I'm going to try harder. And he like leans in quick and gives her a really quick peck and she's all happy about it. And then they go to the photo booth and they have like a kind of cute moment. But then after that, it felt like he then stopped and it was like, no, this isn't just like for 10 seconds you put an effort. This is like a consistent thing then.
Yeah.
So they make me laugh so hard together. I think their friendship energy is phenomenal, but I'm really disappointed because I think Taylor is honestly taking advantage of how amazing Alandria is, just like how Ace called him out for it. It's like, are you kidding me? Like, look at like the woman that you have in front of you and you're just going to not He's like, she's going to get over this and yeah. she's going to leave and you're going to lose her and you're going to be upset.
100%.
And I'm like, Taylor, you need to, like you said, it's like, you got to step up or you need to let Olandria go and explore other connections.
Exactly.
So yes, fingers crossed for these bombshells. The only other couple is Hannah and Charlie. And I mean, I don't know.
There's nothing there. They didn't really, other than some makeouts and some kind of moving around underneath the covers, but I don't know what's going on.
I can't
there.
Quite tell if they just have a sexual thing going on.
Not to be a dick. She kind of bugs me. Kind of does.
You know what? I think she's so sweet. I literally.
Maybe I'm just crazy.
No, I literally made a note. Because at first, the first episode she came in, she was kind of bugging. I literally made a note. Every time she's on screen with the other women, she's encouraging one of the other women. Oh my God. Look at how incredible
okay,
you are.
What? Yeah.
She literally, every time she's on screen, she's hyping up one of the other women. Every single time.
Scratch that from the record.
I'm yeah, serious.
Yeah,
though.
I get it.
The initial energy she came in with, I was a little bit like I don't know. But I'm like, she seems like she is like a sweetie girl's girl, and she is like encouraging all the women. And also, like, when she's having conversations, she obviously like knew Amaya, but then when the Shelly Amaya thing happened, she was like, okay, hold up, Amaya, he needs to let Shelly. I don't know. I think she gives me good friend vibes.
Yeah, okay.
Now, it was interesting during the Pucker or Pie date.
She's like, that guy feels vanilla to me. I'm like, the guy who's had a million sexual encounters in every which way possible.
I'm like, you mean the guy that you talked to? You talked
about filming a porno
about
together?
Filming a porno together? That guy seems vanilla. I'm like, he brought up like public sex.
I know, that was actually crazy.
But do you think she did it because she wanted to kiss him? She said him and she flipped it and it landed on Pie, but she actually wanted to try to kiss him.
Because they did, right? It was like flipped on Pie, well, she pied, and then they made out and did the whole sex thing.
Well, no, but so the first time she just pied him,
right? And
right,
the
because
time,
but then the second time
was Pie also.
The question was, who is the most likely to cheat? I think.
But he just chose
and
her
he
to
chose
show
her,
her
to get back at
to be
her,
like, watch what I could do,
or to pie her because she had just pied him.
It was different because then he starts making out and he says the sexual thing. With
I know,
her.
But I think she kissed him first.
Oh, interesting.
Even though it was a pie, she kissed
poor
him
Charlie's
first.
Like,
I know Charlie's like,
oh, I'm trying to be cool here.
He's
maybe
just in the sauna being
kind of
like, oh, I don't know, just another gaze I'm making out with one of my women's. Yeah, I. So that was interesting to me. I was like, I think maybe she's still
there, maybe.
Trying to maybe not fully lock down
sure,
with Charlie.
Sure. I think it's smart. Don't fully lock down.
But she's acting like they're locked down. So we'll see if
Charlie's
there's drama there.
Charlie's like, no one likes me. That makes no sense.
He's just holding on. Yeah, I guess other than that, the Pucker and Pie game was actually very fun,
yeah,
even though
fun.
I would have been fuming getting pied. You're telling me I put on a full beat, I put on a full face of makeup, full long extension
yeah.
lashes, and I'm going to get pied and have pie in my eyelash extensions? Hell no. Have my hair done and I'm a mess? Hell no. I didn't like how the way some of the men pied the women. It was too intense. I do have to say shout out to Austin and Charlie. I think no, it wasn't Charlie. It was Austin. He did it gently, yeah. and I was like,
but
okay.
not only that, then they had to keep it on for hours. That's why
yeah.
I'm like, why don't they wash their face after the game? They have to sit there and talk for an hour with their face caked.
Oh, another Pucker Pie moment is yeah. Jeremiah went first, or one was one of the first guys to go, and the question was, who's the most high maintenance? And he goes, no question, Huda, you'll do everything for her. You'll make her two breakfasts and bring her water, and somehow she finds that there's an issue with it. And
oh,
it was
yeah.
like
another crack
oh,
in the
but
armor.
It was literally like crickets. It was like so
yeah,
uncomfortable.
Everyone's like,
it was
yo.
Like, and then the one unbelievably spectacular moment was Shelly and Sierra when she's like, I gotta get that kiss
yeah.
because the question was, who has the biggest red flags? And she said Shelly, and I was like, what? And then she's like, no, I'm just trying to kiss her. And then she makes it so that it has to be a kiss, and it was just like, and then as they're making out, Nick is literally sitting there filming them.
Yeah,
he's like this during Sierra's makeout with someone else. He's like, I can't look. She starts kissing Shelly. He's filming it. I mean, I don't know. I have a lot to say.
He's insane.
I have a lot to say. Anywho, family, that was a wild.
Epic. Epic two episodes.
Two episodes.
Let's be honest, too. It's like, guys, you know, I know we all feel like we kind of want everyone to be like hunky-dory together, but like
No.
What creates this fun show is the messiness. So messy. It's like, as much as we are sad about like certain people breaking up or like the fact that people aren't choosing other people or keeping their options open, that makes for better experience, baby. If everyone was locked in, it'd be a boring show. We'd be like, this sucks.
We'd just be watching like Honeymoons.
Exactly.
I don't want to watch that.
Exactly.
But I also want the people that I love to be taken care of.
It's the tour. That's what makes the show fun, is that you want what you don't want, what you want in this whole thing. So.
And we're only a little over a weekend.
Yeah, it's amazing. So, the show's lit. I haven't used that word in a while. It's lit.
Well, family, we love you so much. Tune in next week on Wednesday for more Love Island recaps. And have a beautiful weekend.
We love you all.
Bye.
Bye.